5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
All right, so we are doing a special session called Meet the Coaches. So we've got women's hoops coaches. You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, I'm Coach Briley Palmer.
And I'm Coach Carrie Shepherd.
Now, Briley, how many years have you been head coach now?
This is my fourth year.
Four? I kept thinking it was three, but time just
keeps going.
It flies by.
COVID was my first one, so I was really blessed to have that as a first year head coach, and we pushed back the season and only played so many games, and it was all in the spring, and yeah, very different.
That's probably why that doesn't feel like your first year. I don't know. Yeah. I kept thinking it was three, but it's four.
Yep, this is the fourth.
So what's different starting? Let's skip the COVID year.
Yeah.
So let's say, 21 season?
Mm-hmm.
So your first, legit season versus the start of number four, what are some of the differences you've...
Oh, I mean, probably just in general recruiting, my recruiting style and maybe what I thought of, who I wanted and how I wanted to run the program. I think I've really figured it out here recently and the type of kids that we're getting in here and ones that can really build this program on and off the court. So I think just seeing that, and of course you get the head coaching job after being an assistant and you're like, do I even know anything? So I think that just learning in general the game and all that stuff's been, of course, has gotten better. That's experience tells all. So
yeah, sure. No, there's imposter syndrome sometimes kicks in, or the Dunning-Kruger effect. Yeah, that happens to me with a lot of things. Like, I'll do it for a long time, and then I get these moments of doubt.
Yeah,
it's like, do I even know what's happening?
Yeah.
And then you're on the incline to realizing that, hey, I'm not a complete idiot. I can.
It's always in those down times, like you say. Like, it's never, as soon as practice and the lights come on, or games and the lights come on, there's no doubt. This is where I should be and all that stuff. But it's just, the preparation up to it. That, should we do this? Did we do this last? All those questions and things like that. But it's the right feel when it's game time or practice time, and I'm confident in that. So I love what I do.
Carrie, where are you coming to us from? What's your sort of origin story?
So I'm originally from Steel, Missouri, in the Boot Hill. Went to Mizzou for 2 years, transferred, went to CMO, finished there. So I finished the COVID year and then went overseas, played professionally in Ireland, came back to Cape Girardeau, worked for the city, just doing a lot of skill training with basketball, coaching, helping, doing that type of stuff. So this is my first big girl job, so first year as an assistant, and I'm just happy to be here.
Cool. That's quite a – so you're originally from the Boot Heel.
Yeah.
And Mizzou and SEMO, so you're definitely a Missouri kind of person. And then were you overseas for 2 years, you said?
Just one.
Just one, yeah. One season playing in Ireland.
Yep.
What was that experience like?
It was a great experience, especially small town girl, first time out of the country. Kind of a culture shock, but I was blessed to be around good people.
Good.
I feel like God has always surrounded me by good people, so I never really freak out about new stuff. But it was nice. It really put in my mind and let me know that we're a little soft over here when it comes to physicality. Those girls over there, they're fit. They play rugby, they play Gaelic football, they play those type of sports. But it also made me appreciate my style of play, the skill set that we emphasize over here in America. But even to this day, I still talk to all my teammates from there, all my coaches from there. We're trying to plan a time for me to come visit just to hang out. So it was a really, really great experience. Really,
cool.
Really great.
That's awesome. What was your team name?
So we were Glenmire. That's UCC Glenmire.
Okay.
And we were based out of Cork.
Okay, Cork. All right. I've not been. I've heard it's really cool over there, but
you should go. And when you look at the grass, it is real. I touched it.
Yeah. No, my sister was there many years ago, and I've known other people, and they said it's just the grass and the cliff. But the wind, though, can be a bit of an issue.
It rains, basically. It literally rained. Even when the forecast said it wasn't going to rain.
It would rain.
It would rain.
Anyway.
It would rain.
So you, when you came back to Cape, you were teaching like skills camps or?
Yep. So I did, I would do one-on-one skill training, group skill training. I even worked with some of like the local travel teams there. Just teaching them like how to play the game, how to take care of those fundamentals, but mainly just like how to work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is in high school, you know, you got everybody telling you how great you are, what you should be doing. And I have to come in and be the bad guy. It's like, okay, it's decent, but it could be better if you work at this, like this. So many people, you know, focus on, oh, you got to do the work, but it's also how you do the work.
Right.
And so it's like teaching those kids things that I had to learn early just because of where I come from and the goals that I set for myself. But just teaching them there's no shortcuts. And what you get out of it is what you're going to put into it. So.
Great. So how did you link up with Carrie? How did she end up on the staff?
It's kind of a funny story because I tried to get her to Mac when I was an assistant for Coach Cook.
Oh, okay.
And not only once, but I think twice or maybe three times. So I finally got her. It wasn't as a player, but as an assistant. So
years later.
Yeah. But no, she was, you know, South Pemscott in high school and a really good player, and we had mutual friends and things, so I would always try to put, you know, our name out there just in case, you know,
sure.
She wanted to go junior college, you know, she had a place here, and then, of course, she went to Mizzou, and then I heard she was possibly leaving, so then I was trying to see if she wanted to come to, you know,
pestering her again.
Yeah, and then, then she went to SEMO and had an awesome career there, and, you know, actually, she calls him like her dad, but Chuck was the one that called this summer the spring, and I really didn't have a spot yet, but I knew that, you know, Coach Sprinkle was going to be leaving because he was taking a teaching job and stuff, but it wasn't official yet. So he kind of called before that, and I was like, if she can just wait, like, or if she's really interested, you know, have her reach out, and she did. So we lucked into that, and she's just been a breath of fresh air and knowledge for these girls, and you know, we're not that far apart in age, but she of course is closer to the girls.
Sure.
In age, so that helps with, you know, relating to them and kind of doing those things that I, you know, I'd rather distance myself from that she can handle. So it's nice, and it's nice to have a female.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. You kind of forget, you feel young
mm-hmm.
until you're around 18
years,
and then it's like, oh no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm an old person now.
Yeah, that's, I feel that way a lot too, especially with the things I don't know and the, you know, the slangs and TikToks and all the stuff. And so, yeah, I feel you.
Speaking of, well, somewhat related. We've had a lot of players who've gone on to success playing overseas. I see that sometimes on social media. We'll mm-hmm. highlight someone. We have a couple players from Australia this season.
Four.
Again,
yep.
Four. And then we've also had graduates end up playing in Australia, among other places. Are there any recent graduates who have gotten on a team, states or otherwise?
Yeah. I mean, right now we have girls. Raisa from my second year, she's playing at Wichita State.
Nice.
Quincy Erickson was on that team. She's at Drury now. Nyjah Moore, she's at Williams Baptist. Mariah Stewart, she's at Louisiana Lafayette, and I think We were talking about this the other day. But then you've got like Holly Forbes, who's working out here, trying to get a pro contract back in Australia. She was in Adelaide and she played on a pro team last year. Haley Winters playing overseas, Taylor Corrigan's playing overseas. So a long list of girls still, you know, playing ball, and you know, the ones here, of course, finishing out their bachelors and
right.
Doing a great job.
Now we have four from Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, do those tend to come from like the same? Is it do we have a connection with a coach or a school, or is it just completely random? Like, how do we connect with?
Yeah, it's pretty random now. I feel like we do have a service that we go through with Taylor Jones, and but it's a lot of former players that are playing, and they might run into somebody that's looking to come over here, and they just recommend us. I know that it's a small world because one of our former players, Chelsea Roberts, was at a girls' sleepover or something in Melbourne. This was two summers ago, and it ends up being her sister, or the girl that she was hanging out with, her little sister had a friend over as well, and this friend was Audra, who we have now.
Okay.
So just like crazy things like that, and you know, a lot of the parents that are over there that have had girls play for us, you know, they really help with pushing our name if they know of people that are looking to come over, and so I kind of like it that way, because then you have a good thread of information that about these players, even though they're not here and you haven't truly met them in person or seen them play in person, but they kind of know what we like already because their daughters played for us, and then they can kind of go from there. So it's been good, but we don't have really a certain thing that comes every year from the same place.
Gotcha.
And this year we have a New Zealand with Jayla as well, so that was definitely from a former player that knew.
Word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And good.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's neat. Very small world.
Now, we are currently 5-0.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? What's the outlook as far as, I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to see what other teams in the conference are doing, or, I mean, the goal, obviously, is to get to the national tournament. How are you feeling so far about what you've seen with the team? I mean, some of the wins are a little more lopsided, but it's usually mm-hmm. the closer ones that kind of maybe show you a little bit more about what they've, what they're all about. What's your outlook for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the national tournament, our girls have been asked all season by different people, like, what's your goals, all that stuff. And, yeah, it's to win the region, of course, but we're just trying to take it one game at a time with these girls, and we've got some depth, and try to, you know, talk to them more. I know Coach Shep talks to them about really working each other hard and going against each other in practice, and how pushing one another is only going to make us better. And then also it kind of lets the coaches know too, like, what we do have. And right now, you know, we have three or four that show it every day in practice, and you don't question it. You know, we got shooters, you know that they're good rebound, you know those things. But you know, about six of them that we're kind of like, you and her are about the same, you know, like, until you guys really go at each other and really get down to it. So we need that kind of competitiveness, I'd say, to kind of step up before. I mean, I think that we're capable, and really, I mean, our region's always in there. Every game on the road's tough, and mm-hmm. every game playing against somebody at their home is, you know, it's just been a competitive battle in the Region 16. So you got to take it game by game and understand that, you know, injuries happen, and it's such a long season, so you can't really, you've just got to keep your focus, you know, short-lived and game by game.
Now, Coach Shep, are you the bad cop? Are you the good cop?
I follow whatever my
leader. We're
both. Yeah, whatever. It depends on what my leader is, okay. And then whatever she is with it, she always knows I support her, have her back. But I'm also gonna love on them as well. So as much as I scream at you while you're on your court, I always tell them, hey, you know, go get your teammates and then come see me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, we're yelling at you, but we're also going to tell you how to fix it. And, like, we're just really focused on ourselves right now. And that's our daily habits. Are we competing every day? You know, and I think as long as we're focusing on ourselves, especially right now when we're not in conference play or region play, it's only the better. Like, you play different types of teams, so you get to figure out who we're going to be in the heat of the moment. And the good thing about it is, like, we have every day to work on that and practice that and figure that out. So,
what are you like during games? Are you tense? Are you relaxed? Or
I'd say before the game, I'm probably more hyped than the girls are.
Yeah,
it's game day. It's game day. And then during the game, I'm just very, like, locked in on the details.
Just business.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why I sound like this right now. Cause,
the voice is good.
Yeah, because it's a lot of yelling, but also it's just like making sure, like, I'm reading her as well, reading coach as well. Do we need to change anything? Who's locked in? Okay, who needs a breather? Like all those little things, so she can focus on the game.
Right.
And then once those suggestions are made, she can easily make whatever decision that it is. So, like, during the game, I'm pretty relaxed. I'm very engaged. Very few things pass by me while I'm watching the game and coaching through the game. So I'm very locked in. Very locked in.
Is it harder not being able to play, like not being a player? And this obviously Coach Palmer can answer this too, as former players. Is it sometimes when you're on the court, like, you're not really nervous,
mm-hmm.
because you're sort of in the moment? But maybe if you're on the sideline, that inability to to be out there, is that tough? Or,
well, I wouldn't, not for me personally, because I know they're not me. The way they play, the way they think, they're not Cary Shepherd, and I don't expect them to be. So for me, I try to figure them out. It's like, why did you make that decision, and what did you see? And then I bridge that with what I know and what I saw. And then we find that, like, hey, okay, this is what you see. I understand that, but this is the look. So I don't ever get like, oh, I wish it was me. If anything, I wish I was just out there to have their backs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very...
We talk about that a lot, too. That,
very protective.
Yeah. And they're, you know, we'll get mad sometimes. Like, they think it's hard being them. Like, that's the easy part. Being able to just control yourself, and all you have to worry about is playing hard and doing those things, where we've got to be in charge of making sure they're ready to go, mm-hmm. and all 14, 15, how many ever you have. And that's the hard part. It was easy to play because, you know, you just had to play hard. Play hard and do those things. But trying to get all 14, 15 to play hard sometimes and do everything how we want it in this perfect little deal, like, I mean, it's tough, but... Coach Shep does a good job with them as far as trying to get why they read. I sometimes think go like, no, there's no way you read that way. You know,
yeah,
I'm just
sure,
like
sure.
that. There's no way you thought that way because you wouldn't have done that, you know, or whatever. But she's good about talking to them, the whys and things like that. But yeah.
Well, depending on when people might be listening, this is probably going to come out Tuesday morning, November 14th. And so the night of the 14th is the first. You had a game last mm-hmm. week.
Yeah.
But Tuesday evening, the 14th of November, women's games at 5, men's games at 7. So this is our first sort of doubleheader evening. Now, if you can check the schedule for the entire season on the Max Athletic website, kind of. Not a ton of games in November, December, just a couple, a lot in January. So if you're looking to come out for especially women's game, because you got tonight, and I don't think you guys have another home game until the 24th.
Thanksgiving tournament, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so early on in the season, limited chances to come out and see the women's team play. I know the men have a tournament in the weekend, but depending on when you're listening to this, if it's the day of November 14th, come out for the 5 o'clock tip for women's and 7 o'clock for men's. I appreciate you you all coming on. We just wanted to kind of get to know the coaching staff. Obviously, now year four, lot of community, and having come been a player and assistant coach for a lot of years. But it's good to talk to Coach Shepherd. Obviously, best of luck this year. Throughout the season, hopefully we'll get some players in, talk about how things are going, and get to know them a little bit better.
They really like to talk when it's not, you know,
on the court.
On the court. Yeah, we joke with them all the time about that.
Now, we used to do this years ago, and we're starting back up again, and it's always been a good time to get to know the players and their backstories and their how they're doing at MAC and all that kind of thing. So, anyway, thanks again, and hopefully we'll talk to you all throughout the season.
Yeah, and I'd like to, send out prayers to our former player, Josie Yunt, which used to be Josie Long, but her mom passed away over the weekend, and arrangements are going on for that. So we just want to send out prayers for her family and what they're going through. And she never missed a game and was just like, just energy all over. And you could tell Josie when her mom walked in the games was just a different thing to see, and we're really sending prayers back and talking to Coach Cuck and stuff today. So it's a sad deal, but we're always, you know, supporting our girls when they leave and their families. So prayers go out to the Long family.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a delicate balance. If you're someone who maybe isn't super super close to the family, I always kind of like to wait, because there's always such a rush of outpouring and communication early on, but it's over the long term when things start to fade. So if you are connected to the family whatsoever, absolutely try to do what you can to reach out to them, when you feel the time is right. But that's, it's certainly unfortunate to hear. So the best to our family.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, hopefully we'll talk to you all throughout the season. Best of luck tomorrow, it's Monday, but when you're listening to this, Tuesday evening, best of luck in that home
game. Thank you. Wear your red, right?
Yep. It's a red out.
Wear your red.
Red out, so wear red.
We'll get to welcome GH, his first home game, officially, so that's neat.
Yeah, we're I'm having the men's coaches come in, and we're going to talk to them a little bit, so first home game for the brand new men's team. So a lot of exciting reasons. Plus, at 3:30, I think they're going to start the tailgate. So if you come by, you can get they usually do hot dogs and burgers and stuff. So a little bit before the women's tip, if you come out early, you get something to eat at the tailgate. So plenty of reasons to come out on a Tuesday evening. So hopefully we'll see everybody there and wear your red, and we will talk to y'all next time.
Thank you so much.